I'm joined on Sports World by Radio Catalunya's Ernest Nathia in Barcelona, from Munich by Taufik Khalil from Germany Public Radio ARD, and in Boston from the current USA international and the three-time Olympic gold medalist Heather O'Reilly. Welcome to Sports World to all of you.
Hello.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, I want to clear this up, first of all. Before we talk about any of the nominees, I want to know what this award is actually about and why are we giving it to any of these six? Is it about their performances over 2013, the silverware that they've accumulated, the match-winning performances they've put in, the goals they have scored? Or is this saying, who is the best footballer at this moment in time in the world? Who wants to kick this off? Ernest, what is this about? Why are we awarding this FIFA Ballon d'Or? What are the criteria?
For me, the criteria would be common sense. I would say that Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi now are the two best players in the world. They are different players, probably in the case of Messi, but also at this time of history, Cristiano Ronaldo, there's no other player like them that can't face their power and the capacity of scoring goals and giving passes and giving assists, because they are not only strikers. Then you have another player like Ribéry, who's an incredible player. He has not probably the aura of the legend that Messi has, for example, but he's the best player of the best team of this 2013. So it's very difficult this year, but I think that the choice should be between Cristiano or Messi.
Taufik, though, if it's going on trophies, it's zero to Ronaldo, one to Lionel Messi, a league title admittedly, but five to Frank Ribéry.
Well, definitely. And then I agree what I just heard from Spain. But the thing is, I don't see it between Messi and Ronaldo. I see it between Ronaldo and Ribéry. I think it was not a very perfect year for Messi. So I would, from the German point of view, I would take Messi out. I would say Ronaldo had an incredible season. Yes, he did not win that much as Frank Ribéry. But, on the other side, as he said, it's the best player, maybe, of the best team in the world. He won five trophies. He is a key player of Bayern Munich. So, yeah, if it comes all on silverware and if you're important to achieve that silverware, then it has to go to Ribéry.
If it comes to
the player with the best abilities, I would say give it to Ronaldo.
Could Lionel Messi have done much more than 37 goals in 36 appearances and a Spanish league title?
Well, you are right with that, but otherwise, Frank Ribéry is not the guy who is scoring that much as Ronaldo and Messi. But if you see how much he's doing for the game, how much he's working on the back of the team and the defense. So yes, Ribéry, it's a different game he plays.
And Heather O'Reilly, just to add another interesting dimension to this, not only were you talking about players that have won trophies and silverware as opposed to putting in performances this year, we're also having to compare different positions as well. Attacking players like Abby Wambach wanting to retain her title, like the Brazilian star Marta, against Nadine Angerer, a goalkeeper. And historically defensive players don't always win these kind of awards, do they, Heather?
Absolutely. I mean, incredibly different positions, incredibly different contributions to the team. That's why, this is going to be a very, very hard decision for those that make this decision. But I think scoring goals in soccer is very, very difficult, as is playmaking, as is goalkeeping. I think that Enger's contribution in net for Germany in their European Championship, which was the big competition this year for women's football, was incredible. So I think in terms of what occurred this year, Enger's contribution was massive. That being said, Abby Wambach broke the world record for goals scored with 158 goals scored for her national team, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, beat Mia Hamm's record, didn't she, this year? And your thoughts on whether silverware has to come into this, Heather? Do these players have to have lifted something this year to be able to be crowned the Ballon d'Or?
I think that's a big aspect of it. I think that you need to look at the landscape of what occurred this year, what was the big tournament this year. For women's football, it was the European Championship. That being said, Marta contributed to her club team tremendously in Treviso in Sweden, and Abby Wambach contributed not only with her club team but with Team USA and breaking that massive goal-scoring record. But I think that, big-time players step up in big-time games, of course, and so you need to look at the landscape of what occurred this year.
And it's great to get all of your thoughts, of course. But I think at this stage, we should hear from someone who's won this award, the Ballon d'Or. The 1995 winner, the Liberian George Weah, who won the Ballon d'Or and FIFA's Player of the Year when they were split awards back then. What's he say then about Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo and Frank Ribery? All three players, he says, have shown why they should win this title.
Winning the Ballon d'Or is known as a consistency and scoring great goals and playing as a team player and winning competitions. And Ribery, you know, since by Munich, and all you say he deserves it. If you look at Ronaldo, all the things that you have done with Real Madrid in 2 other years, you see he deserves it. And Lionel Messi.
What impact did becoming World Player of the Year have on your career?
Well, the impact, not just on me, I mean, Africa as a whole inspired a lot of young people. And then in my country, you know, it's a level of great impact, and every kid want to be the next Ballon d'Or in Africa. And I just hope that another African player will take that award.
It won't be an African player this year. Will it be a Frenchman, Portuguese or Argentine in the men's category? Ernest, in previous years, Lionel Messi has gone to this glittering gala in Zurich as the runaway favourite. I guess he will go there more in hope than expectation this time around, if he does make it to Zurich anyway. Do you think even he would say that it has been somewhat frustrating at times, you know, if we judge it over by his own, you know, high standards this time around with the injuries he's had to suffer?
Yes, he suffered, I would say, three injuries. The last one, until recently, and then on April in Champions League against Paris Saint-Germain. It was a strange injury because, yes, he was out for 1 week, but then the rest of the month, and I would say until mid-May, the player didn't... Messi was not Messi. And then he suffered another one in September, and he was out for a week. So it's been frustrating and bizarre, but 42 goals in 45 games, and you said before in La Liga also 37 in 36 games. So it's incredible. Even this year, he has scored so many goals and has given many passes, as many passes as Xavi has given. Xavi is midfielder and he's supposed to do this job. I mean, Messi is very complete, and even in this year, it's very worthy. But as Tofik said, probably Cristiano has been better in 1 month. I would say that Messi is the best of the world. He was very good 3-4 months this year, but Cristiano, and the fact that the deadline has been widened, I think it goes in favour of Cristiano Ronaldo.
And probably for that performance for Portugal and Sweden, which exactly. Got his side to the World Cup. We're going to hear from one of the nominees in just a moment. A quick thought from you, Taufik, though, before we do. Is this about saying if we take one of these players out of the team, would they be, you know, as successful? How much would they miss these respective nominees? Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, I don't think there's any doubt those sides will miss them. Could you say the same for Frank Ribery?
Well, this is the discussion we had, and if I would have to bet on one of the three players, I am from Germany, but I would bet on Cristiano Ronaldo because I think it would hit Real Madrid much more if they lose Cristiano Ronaldo than it would hit Bayern Munich if Frank Ribery is out for 2, 3, 4 games. We've seen that, and Bayern Munich proved that they have the best team in the world this year, that it's easy to bring in another player and do his job. But yes, I think it's worse for Barcelona or Real Madrid to lose one of these two players.
Let's hear from one of the nominees. Let's hear from Nadine Angra now. Won the championship in Europe with Germany, a goalkeeper up against these attacking players for the FIFA Ballon d'Or. She told me what it would mean for her to take the award.
It would be incredible. I mean, I'm a goalkeeper, and to be under the top three, it's amazing already. But I go there and I'm already, I feel like a winner because I'm already proud to be under the top three.
Now, only strikers, attacking players, have won the award before. How come? Why hasn't a goalkeeper or a defensive player been recognised before?
Yeah, good questions, but I mean, defenders, they're most of the time... they're not that speculate like forwards or attackers. Yeah, it's hard as well because how you compare a goalkeeper and a striker. In the end, I played a good tournament at the European Championships. Maybe that's what counts.
Well, you certainly had an incredible tournament, and in the final, saving not one but two penalties in that penalty shootout, which won it for Germany.
that's true. But I know that this just could happen because I know that I played in a very good team, in a very well team, so they made it very easy for me to show up a good performance.
Your team around you in Germany, what a successful time it has been for German football in the men's and the women's game with
Absolutely.
Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund and your success in the European Championship. What do you put that down to?
Yeah, and I think our youth, we have good youth programs, and now we can see what's coming up. You know, the young players, they get so much better. The Germans, we have a strong mentality. We want to win. I think that makes us very strong. And of course, we have very talented player.
And did you always play as a goalkeeper?
No. I started as a forward. But then my coach said, well, if you want to be successful, you better should go in a goal because you're not good enough to be a forward.
And just a final thought from you. The Confederation of African Football awarded their Player of the Year. It was Yaya Toure, the Manchester City midfielder this week. They didn't have a women's award, though, because they said there was no major women's tournament this year. Do you think that's fair?
No, for example, because this could be also an opportunity, you know, to show up a very good player. In the league, you know, they don't have to play a big tournament. If there's a very good, outstanding player, then you can honour her.
Nadine Angerer, Adam Nicholson in Melbourne on our Facebook page, hopes she will win. Rainsford says Ronaldo for the award, Neymar in Beijing, Marta and Cristiano Ronaldo deserve to win. Patricia in Barbados goes for Messi. Heather O'Reilly, the final word for you. You've played on the same pitch as Abby Wambach, up against her in North America in football there. She won the award last time. What kind of difference does having a player like Abby as your teammate for the United States make?
Well, I'll tell you this much. I'm glad that she's on my side. And I get to see her on the training pitch day in and day out. And her dominance is incredible. And her courage in the box is sublime and really separates her from other women in the world. That being said, I think for a big tournament, Angerer had her moment to shine.
Well, Nadine Angerer was the European champion, but will it be her, Abby Wambach, or Marta? And will it be Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, or Franck Ribéry?
Listen again to our best bits on Audioboom at BBC Sports World.